I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is LBC News.
23 minutes after 3, Jim Diamonds with you here live across the UK. We will be bringing you full details of the route out of lockdown in Scotland, announced at Holyrood a short time ago. More on Boris Johnson's plan for the UK's defences and an update on the health condition of the Duke of Edinburgh. He's back at Windsor Castle, having had a month in hospital. You know, I did think that we'd seen or heard the end of perhaps of the fallout of the interview conducted by Harry and Meghan with Oprah Winfrey the other week. It just feel like a lifetime ago. It's back in the headlines once again today, because apparently the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have told an American TV presenter that Harry has now spoken with both his brother, Prince William, and his father, the Prince of Wales. But what exactly were in those conversations? And how do we know? Who's spilling the beans? Let's go live to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. I know you're going to indeed spill the beans of sorts. But Gail King, friend of Oprah, what's going on?
Well, friend of Oprah and friend of Meghan Markle. I mean, I think what's going on, Jim, is that we are entering a new era here. We got a hint of this last week. Remember, Oprah Winfrey was used as the vessel by Harry and Meghan to disclose that when they had said in that bombshell interview with Oprah Winfrey that a member of the royal family had questioned the skin colour of any children that they might go on to have, that they then wanted to make it absolutely clear that conversation had not occurred with either the Queen nor the Duke of Edinburgh. So Oprah Winfrey, on that particular occasion, appeared to be acting as a kind of de facto spokeswoman for Harry and Meghan. Now, things have gone even further down that path. Gail King, who is a friend of Oprah Winfrey and also a friend of the Duchess of Sussex, is the anchor of CBS This Morning, the big breakfast television program that airs across the country on the CBS broadcast network. And at the end of the program today, flanked by her co-anchors, she suddenly started acting absolutely as the de facto spokeswoman for Harry and Meghan.
But I did actually call them to see how they were feeling. And it's true, Harry has talked to his brother and he has talked to his father too. The word I was given was that those conversations were not productive. But they are glad that they have at least started a conversation. And I think what is still upsetting to them is the palace keeps saying they want to work it out privately, but yet they believe these false stories are coming out that are very disparaging against Meghan still.
Now, she made it clear that her conversation had been with Meghan Markle. It had taken place at some point over the weekend, and it was evidently rich in detail.
No one is in the royal family has talked to Meghan yet at this particular time, and I think it's frustrating for them to see that it's a racial conversation about the royal family when all they wanted all along was for the royals to intervene and tell the press to stop with the unfair, inaccurate, false stories that definitely have a racial slant. And until you can acknowledge that, I think it's going to be hard to move forward. But they both want to move forward with this. And they both want, you know, they want healing in this family.
She also made it absolutely clear where she stood personally in all of this, which is raises as many questions journalistically as it does about the nature of her friendship with Meghan Markle and thus also with Harry. I mean, this is a woman who is supposed to be the impartial anchor of CBS's daily morning news program. But here she was offering her view personally of the Duchess of Sussex.
Anyone who's worked with her her will tell you exactly who she is. You know, she's really a very sweet, caring person. And as I say, Meghan has documents to back up everything that she said on Oprah's interview.
That's the second time within a week that Ms. King has indicated that the Duchess of Sussex has a trove of documents somewhere. Last week, without sourcing the information, she said Meghan has the receipts. But it's now absolutely apparent that based on that conversation over the weekend, those documents, according to Ms. King, quoting Meghan Markle, exist and potentially could be placed into the public domain at some point going forward. I mean, to summarise, what she was reporting in that appearance on CBS this morning. She says Meghan has not spoken to any members of the royal family herself, is frustrated that the conversation is now dominated by the very allegations about racism that she, Meghan Markle, made in that interview with Oprah Winfrey last week. I mean, it would seem perfectly reasonable for anyone making those allegations to assume that they were indeed going to come to dominate the conversation. But she appears now to be frustrated by that. The Duke and Duchess want a conversation with the royal family to get underway, although they've disclosed that an unproductive conversation has at least started between Harry and William and Harry and his father. And they seem to be frustrated that Buckingham Palace wants to resolve the issues that they so publicly raised behind closed doors rather than resolving them publicly. From Ms. King's telling, as though they're trying to persuade Buckingham Palace to engage in this public conversation clearly the palace wants to keep behind closed doors. All of this, I think, means we're going to have to keep a very close eye on Gail King every morning for days, possibly weeks to come, in case the Duke and Duchess have anything else they want to disclose. Under normal circumstances, of course, you'd see them hiring a spokesman or a spokesperson to do this job, but Gail King now seems to be filling that breach.
Well, she certainly will be getting a lot of traction from this, no doubt. And let's see her social media. Well, she's got 1 million followers. I wonder how many.
Not doing too shabbily.
Not too bad. Yeah. Thank you very much, our US correspondent Simon Marks, live in Washington there.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.